You're with SBS Radio.
Health authorities are concerned about the impacts the COVID-19 outbreak would have on remote Indigenous communities if the virus spreads. The federal government has announced a $2.4 billion plan to tackle the coronavirus outbreak. And Hobart will enforce a ban on single-use plastic packaging from local businesses from next year. This is NITV Radio News and my name is Šárka Pechová. Health authorities are concerned about the impacts the COVID-19 outbreak would have on remote Indigenous communities if the virus spreads. Even though there are yet no reported cases of COVID-19 in the Northern Territory remote Aboriginal communities, the NT government is cancelling its non-essential trips to these communities to protect them from the possible spread of the virus. Especially high rates of chronic disease in the Indigenous communities and the difficulty of isolating people who live in overcrowded housing are risk factors. The NT Health Department this week finalised its COVID-19 remote communities plan. NT Deputy Chief Health Officer Diane Stevens said that rural health centres are receiving materials on how to deal with the situation.
So all of our frontline clinicians now have that remote public health plan upon which to build their local plans. We're also developing clinical algorithms to give out to our remote health centres so that they can have a basis, they don't have to reinvent the wheel. We're supplying them with all the materials that they need. We're making sure these protocols and guidelines are up to date, are living documents, because as the situation evolves, some of that clinical detail changes. But we are keeping our health staff out in remote areas up to date. We're also having an exercise on Thursday with a lot of stakeholders from the remote and rural health centres in order to work through the very real challenging logistics there are in remote health communities, from isolating and home quarantining people to testing them and getting that test into Darwin and getting it done in the most efficient way.
Indigenous Rangers are celebrating a significant funding boost to help them continue their vital work caring for country. NITV's political correspondent Shani Wellington reports that the government announced yesterday that it will put up an additional $700 million towards ranger programs, which are tackling some of our most pressing environmental issues.
Today, federally funded Indigenous rangers across Australia heard their contracts will be extended to the year 2028. The federal government has announced funding for the Indigenous Rangers program, providing security for more than 800 jobs that provide feral species control, fire management and cultural site protection.
As a selected committee continues to investigate sporting grants awarded by the coalition, questions remain around the allocation of federal Indigenous funding. The $5.1 billion Indigenous Advanced Strategy provides community grants to alleviate Indigenous disadvantage. Former Indigenous Affairs Minister Nigel Scullion has come under fire for approving a one-off multi-million dollar grant for mining giant Fortescue Metal Group. It was revealed in Senate estimates on Friday the extent of his spending leading up to the election. Malandari McCarthy in Senate Finance and Public Administration Legislation Committee questioned the approval of activities worth of nearly $600 million.
From March to caretaker on the 11th of April, a period of 6 weeks, 240 activities worth $567 million were decided. Were these approved by the minister at the time?
At that time, the minister held all the delegations.
A looming cyclone off the coast of far north Queensland is expected to cause havoc on the high seas, with strong wind and gale warnings expected over the next few days. The Bureau of Meteorology says a tropical cyclone is likely to form in the Coral Sea on Friday, where the fallout, including a massive deluge and wind and flood warnings from Cape York to Mackay. Up to 300 millimetres of rain is expected on the Cassowary Coast region alone in the next 2 days, with daily rainfalls of up to 150 millimetres expected in Cairns and 100 millimetres in Townsville. The Hobart City Council has voted to enforce a ban on single-use plastic packaging from local businesses from next year. The ban means Hobart retailers that sell takeaway food and drink will no longer be allowed to use plastic straws, containers, lids or cups and must instead provide compostable alternatives. The Australian Council of Trade Unions Secretary Sally McManus and other union representatives have met with Attorney General Christian Porter yesterday to discuss protections for casual workers as the coronavirus outbreak worsens. Ms. McManus says she is waiting for the government's response to the ACTU's demands.
We've got to make sure that casual workers and those people without leave, the financial penalty is taken off them in order to get tested, in order to isolate themselves if they need to. This is an important, absolutely essential part of the public health response.
Lorianne Sharp is an Assistant Federal Secretary at the Australian Nursing and Midwifery Federation. She says protecting the many casual workers who work in the aged care industry is a necessity, and she has also called for increase in registered nurses.
We're very concerned about the aged care sector. We know already that it's a sector that is understaffed and underpaid and a very, very vulnerable population group, with most people being over 80. And if there is a pandemic outbreak in aged care, that there just won't be sufficient staffing to meet the needs of the elderly. In some facilities, we don't even have a registered nurse on 24 hours, so without any expertise or clinical supervision or assessment, it would be very difficult to assess for signs and symptoms of the COVID-19.
The federal government has announced a $2.4 billion plan to tackle the coronavirus outbreak. The response will include up to 100 pop-up respiratory clinics to test people who fear they may be infected. Under Medicare, patients quarantined at home will be able to access free consultations with their GP over the phone, Skype and FaceTime. The plan also includes a nationwide advertising campaign to address hygiene and misinformation about the virus. Health Minister Greg Hunt has praised the efforts of the states and territories in providing health services so far.
We do recognise that the additional resources that are required and being added, the emergency department and the respiratory clinics as they're being established. And I've got to say, when you think of it, to be able to establish those in real time has been a real achievement by many. But more are coming.
To sports now, and in the AFL, the league's chief executive, Gillian McLachlan, says round one of the premiership season will go ahead as planned, despite the coronavirus outbreak. His comments come after the Victorian government warned that large gatherings will likely be impacted in the future as measures are taken to stop the spread of COVID-19. Mr. McLachlan says the AFL is listening to the state's government's advice and has set up a working party to advise clubs and staff on the issue. But he says the league's current advice is to push ahead with the season as planned.
Our clubs, players and fans know that if a response is required, then we will be well planned and ready. But again, I'll remind everyone that we rely on the advice of the relevant experts. If mass gatherings are suspended, then we'll play games in stadiums with no crowds. We're also working on other protocols to protect not only players and staff, but our members and supporters.
The AFL Premiership season is due to get underway on next week when Richmond hosts Carlton at the MCG. Let's have a look at today's weather now. Broome partly cloudy with a top of 34. Perth sunny and 35. Adelaide mostly sunny and 32. Melbourne mostly sunny and 29. Hobart sunny and 22 degrees. Albury Wodonga sunny with a top of 29. Canberra mostly sunny and 25. Sydney possible shower and 25 degrees. Brisbane partly cloudy and 28. Townsville showers, possible storm and 31 degrees. Cairns shower or two with a possible storm, 32. Darwin mostly sunny and 34. Alice Springs sunny with a top of 37. And Torres Strait Islands today, cloudy with showers, there's a chance of a thunderstorm and top of 29 degrees. And that's all from the news today.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.